It's time for the Digital Joe Podcast, the show for business owners who want to know how to use social media and digital marketing to grow their local business. Now, here's your host, Joe Amato.
Hello and welcome back to the Digital Joe Podcast. This is the show for business owners and managers that want to learn how to grow their business using social media and digital marketing. I'm your host, Joe Amato. Thanks so much for joining me. It's episode number 3. In this episode, we're going to piggyback a little bit off of what we talked about in episode 2 with regards to online reviews, and I've actually got an interview for you. I sat down earlier today with one of our clients, Dennis Vetrano. He owns the law office of Dennis R. Vetrano Jr. in upstate New York, a family law and divorce practice. And we sat down to talk about how he uses online reviews to grow his business and how important they are to the growth of his business. We talk a little bit about how he gathers reviews, how he handles them and responds to them, and also how he uses them in other forms of marketing. Overall, just a really, really good insight from a local business owner that is utilizing online reviews and using them to his advantage. So I don't want to delay anymore, guys. Enjoy the interview with Dennis Vetrano, and I will see you on the other side. All right, guys, my very first guest on the Digital Joe Podcast is a client, actually, and an attorney who has his own law firm. I have Dennis Vetrano here from the law office of Dennis R. Vetrano Jr., and we're here to talk about online reviews and how to use those reviews for your business. So, Dennis, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for coming on.
Good to see you, Joe. Thrilled to be here.
Yeah, so before we dive into like the nitty-gritty of what we want to talk about, can you just why don't you just tell everybody who you are and what you do?
Well, I'm a divorce lawyer, divorce and family law litigation attorney, and I've been practicing for in excess of 20 years. A handful of years ago, I came in contact with this fellow named Joe Amato, and we started building a marketing campaign for my company, which has caused us to grow in leaps and bounds. So now we're started out just me, actually, in this office that we are right now. Back corner desk, just me, and now it's now we're up to 11 or 12 people, and we're continuing to grow every day.
Well, that's awesome. That guy Joe sounds like a really good
guy. Yeah, yeah, he is a good guy. He is a good guy. He walks on water, as far as I'm concerned. So
it's frozen. Just FYI,
don't fall through the ice. No, nobody walk on the ice. I don't want anybody falling through.
Oh my gosh. Well, all right. So I've been working with you now for probably like almost 5 years, I would say. Probably close to 5 years, if not.
End of 2012, beginning of 2013, yeah, right. I think we started we rolled out our first campaign.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. So once I left that traditional world of radio ads and, you know, started my own company working on all of those areas of marketing and advertising, we started getting heavily invested into more digital advertising and and, you know, Dennis has done an absolutely fantastic job of building up his reputation online. And if you remember in the last episode, I talk a little bit about how to handle online reviews and what to do with them, how to generate more. And Dennis is a perfect example of this because he uses them to his advantage. But he's also not only good at using them to his advantage, but actually obtaining those reviews, which seems to be a challenge for a lot of you out there from what I'm hearing. So first of all, just tell me, how important are online reviews for the law firm?
Well, listen, I think I've been very blessed in that I have one of the best website companies, and I've been working with Joe. So, and both of those, both of my reps, Joe and my website company, are continually after me, you know, pushing me to get more reviews. And what I've been told, and I've seen it in action, is that online reviews might be the single most important thing you can do to improve your business and increase your clientele and expand your business. You know, so it's something that I'm constantly trying to gather. And I will tell you that new clients, when they come in for consultations, will tell me almost every time without fail, I've read your reviews online and that's why I'm here. So
So you think that directly is impacting your client flow?
And yes, absolutely. And
among other things, I'm not saying this is the end all be all, but
I mean, look, there's a lot of reasons why they come through the door at our office. But when most of them are saying they've read the online reviews, and that's at least part of why they're there, you know that it works. I mean, listen, and that's another way to keep track of it. You know, see when people come in, have they looked at your online reviews? And I'd be willing to bet when people come into your restaurant or your, you know, whatever shop you own or, you know, attorney's office, you'll see. They look at them. They read them. And I'll add one thing if I can, not seem like I'm droning on. When I search for anything, I look at the reviews. I always look at the reviews. Now, I take them with a grain of salt because, quite frankly, every once in a while, you're going to get just that person that's never happy with anything and they're going to give you a negative review. But if you look at the bulk of the reviews are good ones and they're detailed and they're layered, you usually can really trust those reviews and they're so valuable for your business.
Gotcha. So again, it might be an important determining factor for somebody of whether or not they contact you, not necessarily buy from you, but more so even just take the next step in becoming a potential client.
Right. Right.
So it's an important way for you as for your marketing to kind of walk somebody through that process of deciding who they're going to use. And in your industry, I should say, it's a big decision to make.
Yeah.
So who they choose to handle their family law case is a right. very big deal. So I think in your case, and I think it works whether you're a law firm or if you sell pizza.
Of course.
People will make a decision based on what other people say about your organization.
Right. Yeah, they absolutely will.
So here's a crazy question for you. How do you handle a negative one? I know you don't have too many out there, which speaks volumes about the organization, but you know, how do you handle that?
Yeah, I think we're up to like 60 or 70 plus positive reviews and like a handful of negative ones. You know what? I feel like, and I'm just going to be 100% honest, all of the negative reviews are really completely bogus. You know, two are from people we never even represented that just weren't happy with anything. You know, and one was the boyfriend of the person on the other side of our case. So, I mean, look, my philosophy is if you read those negative reviews, you can tell the type of person that you're dealing with. And I don't really have to say anything to respond to it. And I think what somebody, if there's a person like that that's going to give you a negative review, they just want attention. They want a public back and forth with you. I don't want that. People, you know, any of my prospective clientele will look at the positive reviews. They'll look at how layered they are, how detailed they are, and they'll read the negative ones too, and we'll leave it up to them and they'll decide on their own. And I think, look, I don't have the time or energy really to get into a back and forth over things like that because I feel like, you know, the review itself will speak for itself. And usually the negative ones, if they're not deserving, it's apparent that they're not deserving.
So you don't lose sleep over
No, quite the opposite. I do lose sleep. Oh, okay. And I do lose sleep and it's very upsetting to me because I take great pride in what I do. I really, truly care about the people I represent, and I care about the product that we provide to clients. So it's really hurtful and really tough for me to take emotionally and mentally. But I still don't think it's worth getting into a public back and forth of something that it's just not worth it.
Well, that's the one thing we always recommend. It's, you know, you respond, but not in necessarily a way that's combative. It's just, you know, try to settle the issue off of the internet. If you right. can try to settle that issue that a customer has or a client
right.
has,
right.
try to settle it off the internet. Right. Nothing good comes from a keyboard battle. Like it'll never end up positively for you because like you said, other people can see that. They're going to go on there and they're going to see how you handle that. So listen, I've seen people respond to their reviews in such a negative way and a threatening way and threaten with legal action. That's a no-no. That's a big no-no.
No, I think you're right. And I think, look, it's all what works for you. You've got to decide for yourself what works best for you. What's the best fit? My approach has been to not respond to them. And I actually, you know, Joe, is exactly as you said. If I find that somebody has had a legitimate concern, I try to nip that in the bud before it gets to a public negative review. You know, we rarely have negative feedback like that. The percentages are extremely low. But even to the extent that you do have some constructive criticism from clients or some negative feedback, and it's funny, I think this will be valuable for your listeners. What I do is, whether that review is good or bad, fake, contrived, real, constructive criticism, I take every review. And in our weekly, monthly staff meetings, I read them to my staff. We look at them together. And the ones that I think are unfair or not accurate, we read them anyhow. And do you want to know why? Because reviews are also valuable internally. Because when you get a review internally, if there is some constructive criticism in there somewhere, I tell my staff, look, it doesn't mean that you've done these things or that these are fair or accurate. But what it does mean is try to learn from them. There's a reason why there was a negative review. If it's somebody on the other side, or you know, if you're a litigation attorney, it's probably a compliment. But if it's somebody that says something that's not really fair or accurate, why would they do that? So let's try to get to the bottom of that. And hopefully, in some ways, that'll help you incrementally improve your business along the way. Not just bringing in new clientele, but assisting you in how you service that clientele, thereby increasing your reputation tenfold.
And the same thing works on the positive front too, right?
Of course.
Because if you're reading something that you consistently see a specific area of your business that people seem to be talking about in such a positive way, you accentuate that positive and
right.
you further that. So
right.
you're giving your staff more confidence in what they do, and
right.
and it's interesting. You take them so seriously to the fact that you bring it into your company meetings.
Yes.
And it's kind of shaping the culture almost of your business.
Yeah.
It sounds like
yeah.
that's incredible. I actually didn't know that.
And it's funny because think of it like this. If you have a restaurant and your chef made a phenomenal dish, okay? Somebody ate it, you know, may have said something to their server. Maybe they didn't. They went home. Then there's an online review. That chef's working 60 hours a week, 70 hours a week, probably getting paid well, probably has a nice place to work. But nothing makes you feel better about your craft than when your boss comes in and says, hey, you did a good job, and you did a good job to such a degree that this person took the time to put this online. And those positive reviews that are really meaningful are layered, and they tell you something like, you know, maybe they tell you, look, this was the best spanakopita I've ever had in my entire life, and it was like being in heaven. I mean, for a chef, that's like, how could you get a greater compliment than that? And that encourages you to be better. It encourages your staff to work that much harder. And that's why, give them that reward, please. That positive review, read that to them. Let them see it. Give them a copy of it. Because it's nice to get a pat on the back for anyone.
That's a really good point. So like a lot of who I deal with are the business owners themselves. And I don't think that's something that you see a lot is
right.
actually using them as an internal motivation tool as well.
Yeah.
And a thank you and just acknowledgement of a job well done, right? That's a really good piece right there. Please use that. I highly recommend you now absolutely read the reviews to your staff. That's huge. That's really good.
Yeah.
Just two other quick things before we wrap up. So just talk me through how you generate reviews for the law firm. So like, do you have a process in place, or is it kind of a case by case? How do you go about doing that?
I think with reviews, I think the most important thing you can do is come up with a system. We had one system, and then we transitioned because of changes with our website that they improved an automated system, and now we're working out some kinks with the automated system. But have a system. And listen, I got to tell you, if you're having people come in and fill out reviews, like handwritten reviews that you're going to put on a website or something, here's my lawyer hat back on again. Just make sure they sign a release and they tell you it's okay to use their name or their likeness or their comments online. Because you don't want to run into trouble with that later on. But listen, one of the most important things you can do is gather reviews. And sometimes I will tell you from personal experience, a lot of times people don't want to be bothered unless it's something negative. It sounds terrible. So when you hear of somebody, oh, you know, Jim, that brand new car you helped get me in, I love it. It's fantastic. It's the best car I've ever driven. hey, I know this sounds like it's a little tough, but you know, would you mind filling out a review for me? And what I've been doing lately now is the people that are willing to do reviews for us, because I know it's a sacrifice and I know it takes time and I know it's a little bit of inconvenience. We've been sending gift baskets and stuff like that after the fact, just as a thank you, because it is tough for people to do it. It takes us time, but it is people taking time out of their day to think of it and be willing to make some comments for us. So we've been trying to reward that as well.
That's a great point, actually, in, you know, even for the unsolicited reviews.
Absolutely.
You know, especially for the unsolicited.
Absolutely.
You know, that surprise and delight of like, look, yeah, maybe they're not a client anymore. Maybe their case is over with, or maybe they're not, they haven't, you know, bought from you in a while.
Right.
Thank them.
Right.
But even if it doesn't mean dollars to dollars for you, that story that they're gonna tell,
right,
I did not expect to get a gift from XYZ business.
Right.
As a thank you. That's right. Huge.
And I know I keep bringing up restaurants as an example, but think they come into your restaurant, they have a great dish, they love it, they leave you a good review, and then they get a nice thank you card in the mail that has a gift certificate for a free drink or something like that. Think about that for a moment. How far of a reach could that have?
That little few dollar investment,
right,
is going to,
right,
do for you, right?
Right.
That's huge. And that's we could have a whole other episode and conversation,
yeah,
on how,
yeah,
to thank and go beyond customer service, right?
Yeah.
Which goes way beyond anything of in the paid advertising world. A lot of this stuff,
right,
is free. It doesn't cost you a dime,
right,
maybe a little bit of time. But that's really good. So really, I mean, it comes down to just kind of asking, right?
Yes.
You have the process,
yes,
in place of how to do that. But I think to generate the reviews, a lot, they probably won't think about it on their own.
Yeah.
So you might as well just ask.
It's uncomfortable to ask, but you need to ask. Yeah.
Well, I think, see, here's the thing. I think if you as a business owner or a manager or somebody that's, you know, that deals with, let's face it, customer service, client service, whatever that may be, I think if that customer is pleased with what you've offered them, I think you're okay with asking. I think you should be okay with, you know, listen, because they're not obligated to do it one way or the other. You're just saying, listen, if you were really happy with us, we'd really appreciate to leave your feedback,
right,
online in one of these, you know, two or three places. So it can be a little uncomfortable. I've gone through that process. My clients go through that process. It can be a little uncomfortable, but,
right,
those usually will. They're worth their weight in gold,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I think, and the just the last thing I want to hit on is how are you using the reviews that you get, say, on like Google or Facebook? How are you using them kind of beyond just showing up in search results? You know, are you using them as content for your website? Or are you using them as social media content? How do they go a little bit beyond that?
Well, I think you can use reviews for any of those things, in any way you're marketing your business. And that's another reason why, let's say you get a positive review and it shows up on Google+, and then you decide you're going to use it for your website, and then you decide you're going to use it in a Facebook ad, and then you decide you're going to use it in another social media avenue. You got to make sure you get that review from the person, because if it shows up 50 different places with their name, that, you know, again, just to cover yourself.
Yeah, so just
the release,
permission.
I mean. Yeah, I said review.
Get
the release.
Get the permission. I mean, I think, you know, and yeah, I'd have to dig into this, but I mean, just by leaving that public review, it's there. I mean, it's there. I think maybe, like, especially for the written stuff, if,
right,
somebody's writing you a review, yeah, you're going to want to make sure to get that permission.
Well, let's put it
anywhere.
This way. We have a top of the craft outfit that we take all of our updated legal trainings with. We do it multiple times a year. They give us a form. This is coming from lawyers. They give us a form that says, if you'd like to leave a quotation for us to use on our website for promotional purposes, you can fill it out and then sign your consent for us to use it.
Perfect.
On the bottom. And that's, and I, we now have crafted our own release in that regard. But minimally, you need to get something in writing, email, you know, signed, that says it's okay to use it. And this is coming from a lawyer, so...
Get the permission.
Right, right,
if
right.
If somebody's writing something to you about how happy they are with you, get the permission before you use it anywhere else.
And listen, in business, I find if you're a business owner, you have so many other things to worry about, so many other stressors. You don't want to be, you know, sitting up at night thinking, oh man, this just showed up on Facebook and 10,000 people are going to see it. I wonder if they're going to get mad. I didn't get a release. listen, you don't want those sort of worries. Those are things you want to rest at ease over.
Yeah, absolutely. So good advice from an attorney.
Yeah.
I didn't think we were going to get any free legal advice today, right. But that's good stuff.
Right.
This podcast is worth a lot more than you think it is.
That's right.
It's worth just about as much as you paid for it.
That's right.
anything else? Anything else on your mind with regards to reviews? I know they're really important for your firm, and they should be really important for you listening, especially, you know, if you get the negative reviews, if you've got the negative ones out there,
right.
Drown it out with positives.
Yeah.
It's one of the best ways to handle it, you know, like, and Dennis has done an unbelievable job of that. I mean, aside from the fact that their firm is just absolutely incredible at everything that they do.
Thank you.
It's amazing that when somebody sees that, when they see 40, 50 reviews and two of them are not that favorable, but the rest of them are
right.
Absolutely outstanding. That
right.
Who are you going to believe? You know?
Yeah. And you know, it's, you know, so like I said, I think you have to look at the reviews as a tool. In anything in business, you need to constantly be trying to improve your business incrementally in as many different ways as you can. And a review is a tool. It's a tool for you to use to market your business. It's also a tool for you to use to improve your business. So you really can get a lot of mileage out of reviews if you take the time to seek them out.
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, I definitely appreciate you coming on and taking out the time.
Anytime, Joe.
To do about this. This is great. Dennis, his firm is a great example of understanding the power of marketing and marketing online and offline. And they do such a good job of that. If you want to see what we're talking about, where can people find you online?
drvitrenolaw.com is our website. We have a great website, and you will see, you know, in our Facebook page under the law office of Dennis R. Vitrano Jr., you'll see that, and you will see a lot of Joe's handiwork. So, you know, thank you. And I will say, you know, in the past 5, 6, 7 years we've been working together, I've learned so much from you, and I got to tell you, it's made all the difference. So work at your business, not, what's the saying? Work at your business, not on it, or work on your business.
Work on it, not in it.
Work on it, not in it. Right.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. It's hard to do that sometimes.
Like, it is hard.
We all fall into that trap, but this is just one of those ways to...
Yep, absolutely.
Really, really work on it. Well, thanks again for coming on. Make sure to check out Dennis's website, drvitrinolaw.com. If you want to see exactly put into practice what we're talking about here, this is a perfect example of it. Dennis, thanks so much for coming on, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Joe.
So there you have it, guys. That was Dennis Vitrano. You can, again, check him out at drvitranolaw.com to see exactly what we were talking about in that interview with regards to how Dennis uses his online reviews to help promote his business. I do hope you guys got a lot of value out of that interview. That's a real-life example of a local business owner that serves his community who's using digital marketing to grow his business, and he's doing it the right way, and he really has grown by leaps and bounds by doing things the right way. So plan to hear a lot more just like that. And I look forward to bringing you more of that kind of stuff too. It just gets me going. So again, guys, it's Joe Amato from the Digital Joe podcast. Thank you so much for listening to episode 3. And I will see you guys next time.